我们一同来祷告。亲爱的天父，我们感谢你的爱，若不是因为你的爱，今天我们没有人能坐在这里敬拜你。但是因为你的爱，让你的儿子耶稣从死亡中复活，又差圣灵给我们，使我们有复活的盼望。如同罗马书告诉我们说，那使耶稣从死亡中复活的圣灵，今天住在你我的心里，使我们这必死的身体可以复活过来。因此我们感谢你的爱，也因着这份永生的自由可以与你和好，让我们有能力彼此相爱，彼此和好，让世人看到不是我，乃是耶稣基督在我里面活着。
亲爱主，我们多谢你赐给我们复活的盼望，我们感谢你，因为耶稣基督是一位活着的主。主啊，求你帮助我们，当我们来敬拜你的时候，可能我们的内心怀着很多的重担、疑难和忧虑，但是你却告诉我们，我们的生命已经开展了新的一页，是因为主你的恩典，是因为主复活的盼望，是因为主你已经胜过一切的苦难，你已经粉碎魔鬼撒旦死亡的权势。愿主你的复活的生命和大能带给我们生命的翻转和更新。主，求你差遣我们去到我们的职场、我们的社区，甚至教会以外不同的地方去服侍你。主啊，求你亲自坚固你的教会，保守你的仆人，带领教会的领袖努力的去建立基督的身体。愿教会因着耶稣基督的复活而得着更新和复兴，为着你的荣耀而活出合一的见证。求圣灵在我们中间工作，纵然我们的语言、我们的文化都不一样，但是我们都是你亲自拣选，同属于你，是你的儿女，帮助我们能够彼此相爱，彼此建立，为着你的荣耀而活出合一的见证，一直到主耶稣的再来。
Heavenly Father, on this Easter, we especially remember and thank you for the salvation that we have through Jesus Christ. In this broken world, there is no sure hope apart from the resurrection of our Lord. Apart from Christ, we would still be lost and stuck in our brokenness. So we thank you, Lord, for this new life that we have in Him. We also thank you that in Christ, we as the body believers are one. That in Christ, Jew, Gentile, and all cultural backgrounds are no longer divided. That in Christ, the three congregations of your church, RSCCC, can be in this place together, united by the blood of Jesus. Lord, may our hearts and voices be aligned to worship you this day. May our lives continue to be transformed into the likeness of Christ. May you receive all glory, honor, and praise this Resurrection Sunday. In the victorious name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen.
Please be seated. Good morning, children. Today is a very special day. It's Resurrection Sunday, also known as Easter. We're joining the rest of the church family in Carriage Chapel today to celebrate what God has done for us. What do you think God did for us on Easter? Yes? He sacrificed himself, yes, and on Easter? He died on the cross to save our sins, and he rose again. Yes, Jesus was risen from dead to life. the tomb was empty. Yes, if you came on Good Friday, you heard that the Lord Jesus had a pretty rough day, right? Jesus was betrayed and arrested. He went through a series of trials by Jewish authorities, Roman authorities, and Governor Pontius Pilate. He was whipped, forced to wear a crown of thorns, and was crucified on the cross. His dead body was laid down inside a tomb. And then today, on the third day, God did something amazing. I want you to look at these two words.
But God.
Two little but very important words. And when I hold this up, can you say it really loud? Whenever I see "but God" in the Bible, God does something amazing. Before these two words, there is disaster, hopelessness, and death. After "but God," we find God's power and dominion. We find hope and life. I think there might be 45 "but Gods" mentions in the Bible. 19 times in the Old Testament and 26 times in the New Testament, all pointing us to a God who does not allow death to have the final word. No matter how life is hard that it becomes, you see no way out, but God overrides human plans and fulfills his own purpose. But God changes everything. He makes the blind to see. He frees those who are in bondage. He takes darkness to light and death to life. For examples, in the Old Testament, after the great flood with Noah's ark, in Genesis 7 and 8, it said, "The waters rose and increased greatly on the earth. Every living thing on the face of the earth was wiped out. Only Noah was left, and those with him in the ark.
But God
remembered Noah and all the beasts and all the livestock that were with him in the ark. And God made a wind blow over the earth, and the waters subsided. But God stopped the floods, rescued Noah's family, and life continued for the sake of redeeming God's people. Then in the end of Genesis, God had a different plan and purpose for Joseph towards redeeming his people. It says in Genesis 50, verse 20, "You intended to harm me, intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives." You see, there are two major problems that mankind needed God to solve. The first problem was sin, because it caused spiritual death. Truly, mankind needed forgiveness of sin. Mankind needed a savior. The second problem is physical death, where the body fails by sickness or age or tragic death. Without resurrection, death is the end. God's people are blessed to receive everlasting life. Long ago, at many times, in many ways, God spoke to his people through the prophets and through his son. God sent Jesus as a solution for the problems of sin and death by what God did on Easter morning. It says in Acts chapter 2, verses 23 and 24, "This man, Jesus of Nazareth, was handed over to you by God's deliberate plan and foreknowledge, and you, with the help of wicked men, put him to death by nailing him on the cross. Raised him from the dead, freeing him from the agony of death, because it was impossible for death to keep its hold on him." Also in Acts chapter 13, verses 29 and 30, it says, And when they carried out all that was written of him, they took him down from the tree and laid him in a tomb. Raised him from the dead. Yes, but God raised him from the dead. If God had not raised Jesus, sin and death would continue to be a hopeless problem. We have good news in that Christ is risen, and we are saved and alive in Christ. If we confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe in our heart that God raised him from the dead, we will be saved. Jesus' resurrection also made a big difference to us. We are also made alive. Ephesians 2, beginning with verse 1, 4, and 5. Once you were dead in the trespasses and sins, being rich in mercy because of the great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. Now, before I dismiss you for the rest of your Easter program downstairs and outside in the field, I wonder what's going on outside in the field. Children, please look right there at the camera, and we're going to wave to everyone and say Happy Easter to the whole church. So on the count of three with a big loud voice, 1, 2, 3.
Happy Easter!
Let's go!
Amen. Would you all rise with us as we sing a song of response? You are holy.
Good Easter morning.
复活节早晨好。
Let's all rise and read the scripture for the day.
请我们一同起立读今天的经文。
I'll read in English, and Elder Daniel will read to lead us reading in Chinese.
关长老用英文读，我用普通话来读。
We love because he first loved us. If anyone says, I love God, and hates his brother, he is a liar. For he who does not love his brother whom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen.
我们爱，因为神先爱我们。人若说我爱神，却恨他的弟兄，就是说谎话的。不爱他所看见的弟兄，就不能爱没有看见的神。
Please be seated.
请坐。
Easter is all about hope and love.
复活节是关于盼望，关于爱。
If there were no Easter,
假地没有复活节,
there would be no Christianity.
那就没有基督教。
We have for ages lived in a world in conflict.
我们已经有好多年是活在一个征战反叛的世界的里面。
There are Ukraine-Russia war, Israel-Palestine war.
我们有这个俄罗斯。我们有俄罗斯跟这个乌克兰的战争，有以色列跟巴勒斯坦的战争。
And there are civil wars in Ethiopia.
然后在伊索比亚有内战。
In Yemen.
在也门。
In Syria.
在叙利亚。
In Libya.
在利比亚。
In Somalia.
在索马里亚。
In Colombia.
在哥伦比亚。
And there are lots of other conflicts.
还有世界上许多地方都有冲突。
The Kurdish-Turkish conflict.
那么有库德族人跟土耳其人中间的争执
US-Iran conflict
那么美国跟伊朗的争执
India-Pakistan conflict
印度跟巴基斯坦
China-India conflict
然后在东中国海中国跟印度的争执
Eastern Sea conflict
东海的争执
Southern China Sea conflict
南海的争执
Then there are violence on the streets.
世界上还有许多地方有暴乱。
Violence in homes.
那么甚至在家里面也有许多的争执。
We are alienated from each other, for we are alienated from God.
因为我们与神隔绝的缘故，我们人与人中间也隔绝了。
So what is the solution to all this fighting?
那么在这许多的争执当中到底结局结答在哪里呢
In July of 1967,
在1967年的7月份
The Beatles released a song broadcasting via the satellite for the first time over the whole world to an audience of 400 million people.
那么在那个时候这个披头士他们有一首诗歌他们是借着这个电视转播到7200个这个转播到很多的地方
Yes And the song, the famous song was All you need is love
那么这一首诗就特别提到说所有我们需要的就是爱
I'll let them speak for themselves Let's see how do you do this
那我们看看这个披头士到底唱的是怎么一回事
Let's see, try this again. Okay.
All you need is love, love. Love is all you need.
Well, I didn't play the whole thing. They sang love, love, love. There's nothing you can do that you cannot do.
他的歌词的意思就是说，没有任何的事情我们认为不能做的，其实是可以做得到的，借着爱。
1967 is also known as the hot long summer in US.
在1967年，我们也在美国知道说这是一个又长又热的夏天。
I was in Detroit.
在那一个时候，我在底特律。
I was trying to get married in that summer.
对不起
I was trying to get married.
Oh. Okay. I missed the most important point. 他那一年准备要结婚。
Love, 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 as they sang.
Yeah. 那么离那个时候已经过了一段时间。
Detroit riot was most famous. They burned down 400 buildings, arrested over 7,000 rioters that summer.
在那个夏天里面，底特律发生了大爆乱，400个建筑物被烧毁，7000个人被抓起来。
Sounds solved, no problem.
那么所以披头士所唱的这个歌所有需要的是爱解决不了任何的问题。
In fact, all our efforts are to no avail.
事实上所有人类有史以来的努力通通都没有效果。
Man tried religion.
人们试着找宗教。
All major religion emphasize love.
所有世界上主要的宗教都强调爱。
The Quran emphasizes the importance of justice and mercy towards all people.
那么所以可兰经说特别提到说这个公义跟这个怜悯对于所有的人。
The Torah says love your neighbor as yourself.
这个犹太人的律法说我们要爱邻舍如同自己。
And the Buddha taught the importance of mercy to all living beings.
那么所以释迦牟尼也说我们要亲爱众生。爱如己子。
Man tried education.
我们人们也试着借着教育。
Be kind and helpful to others are the basis of many ethical teachings.
所有在学校里面《论语》的教育都是要对人仁慈。
And man tried politics.
那么我们人也是各式各样的方法。
We tried the League of Nations.
我们也试着这个国联。
We tried.United Nations.
我们也试着联合国要解决这些问题。
The problem is that men are not all that lovable.
但是事实上人不是那么可爱的。
Love could bring peace.
那么所以我们到底这个爱是这个怎么样才能够爱人呢？
Some of us are proud.
我们中间有些人是骄傲的。
Some are loud.
有些人是很聒噪的。
Some are cheap.
有些人是很小气的。
Some are selfish.
有许多人是不折不扣的自私。
Some are cruel.
那么还有一些人是各式各样的问题，是很残酷的。
Exactly. Some smell.
有些人甚至闻起来味道都不好。
Some cut you off in traffic.
那么有些人在开车的时候抢车道在你前面。
Or the guy that's so hard to translate.
那么还有一些人讲到非常难翻译，不是今天。
People are not just not that lovable.
人们不是那么可爱，不是那么容易爱。
Who in the end is the most lovable person in the world?
那么
Just listen to me.
Okay.没有什么样的人是在这个世界上是可爱的
，except for me。
那么只有我还算。
Ourselves, so we try mainly love ourselves。
所以我们试着各式各样的方法来谈论关于爱。
And、there is a book about 20 years ago called the Narcissism Epidemics.
那么在差不多2000年之前有一本书就是自恋的流行病
20年
对对对20年之前对不起20年之前的一本书叫做自恋的流行病自恋的传染病
Are we still going to be friends afterwards?
自恋可以对吧这个翻译可以、
Very good Excellent People just care about themselves
那么人们只是关心自己，自我为中心而活。
We are obsessed with ourselves, with ourselves.
我们对于自己有一个不可以限制住的迷恋。
It's reported that over about 100 million people took the selfies every day.
那么有人说，这个9300万人每一天来有一个自拍像想要上传。
Some even fell from the cliff taking selfies.
那么所以有些人甚至在我们自己的这个视频里面呢都是自拍像
We thought the problem of the world is caused by others
我们都认为所有世界上的问题通通都是别人引起的
Not so
但是并不是这样。
Love is not self-seeking.
那么爱不是自己来寻求自己的满足。
We are the problem.
我们是一切问题的根源。
G.K. Chesterton answered the question, "What is wrong with the world today?" in a terse letter to the editor at Times of London.
在伦敦的这一个报纸里面有问的这样一个问题，就是说世界上问题的起源是什么呢？一位英国的文学评论家跟神学家叫 E.K. Chesterton， 他这样回答
：Dear sir, I am yours sincerely, G.K. Chesterton。
世界上的问题在哪里呢？这位 Chesterton 回答是说：亲爱的先生，我就是
a well-known。A cartoon character by the name of Pogo had once famously noted, "We have met the enemy, and he is us."
那么有一个很有名的这个卡通的人物，他说：“我们现在终于找到了我们的敌人了啊！原来敌人就是我们自己呀、啊。”
So what is the thing that we call love?
那么所以到底什么样的一个事情是我们？可以依靠，可以解决问题呢。
God loves us not because we are lovely.
神所以爱我们的原因，并不是因为我们可爱。
When we think love is an emotional laden affection,
当我们认为爱是充满了情绪、充满感情的一种恋爱的时
候 ，But love is more than that.
但是神是爱是远远超过这些。
God's love is all around us.
那么神的爱是围绕着我们
，But we don't generally feel that.
但是我们却不感觉到神的爱。
Why?
为什么
？Because we don't know what love is.
因为我们不懂得爱是怎么一回事啊。
And we don't know who God is.
我们也不认识神是怎样的一位。
In the first letter of John 3:16, another famous 3:16.
那么所以在约翰一书的三章十六节另外一个有名的三章十六节
This is how we know what love is
那我们就知道什么是爱
Jesus Christ laid down his life for us
耶稣基督为我们的罪而死我们就因此知道何为爱
This isn't very romantic
这并不是一个充满了浪漫气氛的一个称呼
But that is what love really is.
但是这个不是一个充满好像情绪的一个叙述 却告诉我们爱是怎么一回事
We long for love because our life needs love.
我们渴望爱因为我们的人生需要爱
Of all God's gift to man, love is the greatest.
所有神所给我们的礼物最伟大的就是爱
Love,every love on earth generated from God's love.
世界上所有的爱都是从神的爱而产生出来的。
Such as the love between friends.
那么不单单是我们对于我们朋友的爱。
Between parent and child.
那么在这个父母跟儿童之间的爱。
Between a man and a woman.
在男人跟女人中间的爱。
They all generated from God.
都是从神的爱而产生。
We seek love.
我们寻求爱
，because we instinctively seeking God，
因为我们寻求爱，因为我们直觉上在寻找爱的源头，那就是神。
For God is love，
因为神是爱。
Love is not a sweet, sour, sweet, sorrow feeling。
那么爱并不是一种甜甜蜜蜜、酸酸的感觉。
It is a determination to give ourselves。For the benefit of another,
那就是一个决定要舍下我们自己，为着别人的益处。
Good Friday shows how God loved us.
在这一个耶稣基督的受难日，告诉我们说神是如何的爱我们。
Easter Sunday shows that one day we shall be and love like Him.
那么在这个复活主日，告诉我们说有一天我们要像神一样。而且能够爱
，Love is self-giving，
爱是舍己。
For you know, as in, written in the second letter of Corinthians, chapter 8, for you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ.
That, no, go ahead. Sorry.
That though he was rich, yet for your sake he became poor, so that you through his poverty might become rich.
在哥林多后书八章九节，你们知道我们主耶稣基督的恩典，他本来富足，却为我们成了贫穷，使我们因着他的贫穷可以成为富足。
A lot of mother knows about this.
那么许许多多做母亲的懂得这句话的意思。
My mother, if she were alive, would be 111 years old today.
我的家母如果她健在的话，今年是111岁。
She, in her times, attended college. That's very rare.
在她那个时候，她能够念大学很不容易的。
But she chose to raise her kids up while the war's over.
那么，所以她试着要这个为着这个缘故，她选择要把孩子的养大，直到战争结束。
Because of the war, I didn't have much chance to study as a kid.
那么因着战争的缘故，所以我没有很多的机会可以学习。
I have the lots to catch up.
那么所以我有许多的事情需要赶上
功课。I remember I have to study late into night, every night.
我就记得每一天晚上我都念书念得很迟。
I remember even more that my mother was always there accompanying me.
我就记得不管我读得多晚，妈妈总是陪着我。
She, whether she knits or doing something, she just is there. She was there with me.
那么她有的时候做一些针线活，不管怎么样，她就是陪着我。
All three kids she raised.
那么所有三个她所养大的孩子。
She became poor because of us, but we became rich.
她为着这个缘故好像变得贫穷，但事实上变得富足，借着她儿女们的富足。
Even today, when I study late into night,
那么就是像现在，当我们这个做我做研究做得很晚
，I seem to have the sense that my mom was there. That's why I love to work to study late into nights.
好像我冥冥当中觉得妈妈还是在那里，这是为什么我可以自己做研究，念书念得很晚。
This is a new concept. Love to love is to suffer.
所以去爱是为着就要受苦要忍耐。
Romans 5:3 says suffering produces patience.
那么所以罗马书五章第三节说患难生忍耐。
Now watch the first Corinthians says love is patient.
所以哥林多前书十三章告诉我们说爱是恒久忍耐。
And 13:7 says love always perseveres.
然后又再一次的告诉我们说是长久的忍耐永远的忍耐
Other versions put it as long suffering or endures
那么有一些地方翻译成说要忍受要受苦
It's not enjoyable
那不是一个值得享受的一个感觉
Suffering produces patience
那么所以呢患难就生忍耐
Love is patient
所以爱就是忍耐
Therefore, suffering produces love.
所以在受苦的当中就产生爱
That makes suffering meaningful.
所以就是因为在受苦当中产生爱所以受苦是有意义的
But the most striking teaching from our Lord is that to love your enemy.
但是耶稣基督最让人觉得惊讶的一个教训就是说要爱你的仇敌
So love is not a natural affection You are not affected You show no affection to enemies
所以如果是要爱我们的仇敌的话那爱绝对不是一个出于我们自然的感情跟感觉
But I tell you, Jesus said Love your enemy and pray for those who persecuted you
但是耶稣却说要爱你的仇敌为那逼迫你的人祷告
Love is supernatural
所以爱是超自然的。
Love starts with God.
所以爱是从神来。
But I tell you, Jesus said, love your enemy.
但是耶稣说要爱你的仇敌。
Does it make any sense?
那么这件事情有任何的意义吗?
Once, when I was just teaching at Rutgers, a student in the Bible study was very rude to me.
有一次当我在若哥教书的时候在查经班里面有一个学生对我非常非常的鲁莽不客气
I thought this is not appropriate This is not appropriate
那么我是觉得他这样讲这样对我非常的不对
So I don't take a liking of him
那么所以我真的觉得我实在不喜欢这个人
He is my enemy in some sort
那么他有点像是我的仇人
But Christ said as I read Love your enemy
但是圣经上告诉我们说要爱你的仇敌。
But that doesn't make any sense.
那么怎么可能爱得下去呢
？By definition, the enemy that who the people you don't like. Otherwise, they are not your enemy.
那么这个
你说日本人吗？
我没有听清楚。
Enemy are the people you don't like by definition.
对不对？定义上来说，仇敌是什么人呢？就是我不喜欢的人。
So I said, Lord, you want me to love those I don't love?
所以主啊，你要我爱那些不可爱的人，我爱不下去的人。
So that love cannot be genuine.
如果这样的话，这个爱怎么可能是真实的爱呢
？So you want me to be hypocritic?
你要让我做一个假冒伪善的人吗？明明不爱，才装着是爱。
But Lord, I know you hate hypocrisy more than evil.
但是我知道主啊，你恨恶假冒为善，甚至比这个恶的本身还恨。
So I rather be hating my enemy, you see, truly hating versus pretending to love.
所以呢，我是不喜欢我的仇敌，可是我要装着去爱他。
But the Lord said, "How do you know you haven't tried to love your enemy?"
可是神提醒我说，你怎么晓得你爱不下去呢？你还没试过。
If you fight enough with the Lord, you always lose.
如果你要跟神争论的话，我告诉你，永远赢不了的。
So I said, okay, Lord, I'll try.
所以我跟主说，主啊，我试试看。
So I got into my car and I'm going to drive to his apartment to say, I'm sorry.
所以我就上了车，开到他所住的公寓，跟他说对不起。
I don't know what's going to happen, so I drove and lo, this apartment's in New Brunswick, the old New Brunswick.
所以我就开车到那个旧的这个 New Brunswick 的市区。
Along George Street, there's a side street, there's some high rise, old high rise. He lived on top.
沿着这个乔治街走，最后就找了要他的住的公寓。
So I got in.
所以我进去。
There's sort of smell that wafts through the hallways. That sort of the garbage has not been properly disposed.
那是一个旧的公寓，里面的味道不太好，也不太整洁。
That was my first year of teaching.
那是我第一年要讲道，还是教书 ？OK， 同样的时间啊，差不多。OK，
I was a graduate student just a year ago. I was a graduate student just a year ago.
那么就是几年之前，我还是一个研究生。
Yeah. And so, I live in an apartment like that. I used to live in an apartment like that.
所以我以前住的公寓就像这个公寓一样破破烂烂。
The smell is so familiar.
那么，所以我进去我就觉得其实是很熟悉的一个光景。
I walked in. I remember myself sitting there in there.
所以我就记得我进去了。
I thought at that time, it's lonely here. Nobody ever visits me.
哦、oh, ，我就想起以前我做研究生的时候，我是很孤独的，住在破破烂烂的公寓里，没有人来探访过我。
I wish someone would come and say hello.
我多么希望有人能够进到这个破破的公寓来跟我说你好吗
？As I walk,
当我这样走进这个
公寓 ，I find myself in that apartment.
我就觉得好像我就是在这个公寓的里面。
I have absolutely no trouble reconcile with him because I know what is going through him.
就是这样子的一种想法，我就发现我要跟他和好没有什么大的问题，因为他现在所经过的就是我以前所经过的。
I knock on the door, he opened the door.
然后我就敲门，他就开了门。
We both knew why we're here.
那我们都晓得为什么我在那里。
No words will be exchanged. We just hug.I'm sorry we both said.
那么我们不需要再讲什么话，我只是说抱歉。
Love your enemy.
爱你的仇敌。
Because that love is a new love coming from a new life.
这是一个新的命令，因为是从一个新生命所发出来的。
If God commands it, it is possible to obey it.
如果这是主给我们的命令，我们一定靠着他的恩典能够达成。
Besides,In 1 Peter says, above all, love each other because love covers a multitude of sins.
所以彼得前书告诉我们说要彼此相爱，因为爱能遮掩许多的错。
Love forgives.
爱就是要能够原谅。
Love
supports.
爱就能够支持别人。
Love sees the best in other people.
爱使得我们用爱心的眼光能够看到人的最好的一方面。
So to love needs to start from loving God.
所以当我们能够爱是从我们爱神开始。
To love God is to keep his words.
爱神就要守神的诫命。
In 1 John 14 it says, If anyone loves me, he will keep my word.
所以在约翰一书第三章告诉我们说，若有人要爱我，必须要守我的命令。
Then it says, whoever does not live, does not love me, does not keep my words.
任何的人若是不爱我的话，就没有办法守我的诫命。
For those of you who are logically inclined.
那么Sorry.
For those of you who are logically, mathematically inclined.
哦，我们中间有些人是脑筋清楚、逻辑性很强的人。
There's a pair of statements that constitute if and only if.
那么在这里有一个若且为若的一个叙述。
If anyone loves me, he keeps my word.If someone doesn't love me, he does not keep my word.
若有人爱我，他就守我的诫命；若有人不爱我，他就不会守我的诫命。
Anyone who loves me implies he keeps my word, and vice versa.
那么，若有人爱我，他就必定守我的命令，而且反之亦然。
If you lack one, you automatically lack the other.
如果你爱我，你也立刻可以爱别人。
So, we know that. Oops.What happened? Oh, okay, it's right up there.
Okay.
So in the first John, it says, this is love for God to keep his commandments.
所以在约翰一书告诉我们说，这就是我们对于神的爱，就守他的命令。
To love God, what is the commandment? What is the new commandment we've been talking about these days?
我们爱神，这个新的诫命，新的命令是什么呢？
To love one another.
就是要彼此相爱。
To love God is to love one another.
所以要爱神的表现就是彼此相爱。
In 1 John this morning we just read, If anyone says, I love God and hates his brother, he is a liar.
在约翰一书我们所读的，一个人若说是他爱神却恨他的弟兄，他就是说谎的。
For he who does not love his brother whom he has notWhom he has seen cannot love God whom he has not seen.
我们没有办法爱我们看的这样的弟兄，就如何能说我们爱看不见的神呢？
There's a reason God created this physical world.
有一个理由是神建造了这个物质界的宇宙。
So that he can show us the invisible spiritual world.
所以借着这个所造的物质世界，我们可以看见不可见的属灵的世界。
We don't know what love is.
我们不晓得爱是怎么一回事。
And God put love in people.
但是神就创造了这个人类。
So we feel love, even though it's not that perfect, but that nevertheless from the Lord.
那么借着这些神所创造了这个人，我们可以对爱有一点点体会，尽管那是不完全的爱。
Every physical creation represents some glory on the glory of the Lord.
那么所有物质界的受造之物都能够告诉我们神创造的这一个荣耀。
Have you seen God?
你们看见神吗？
Moses wants to see God.
摩西想要见神。
And God said, I'll show you my glory.
神对摩西说，我要向你显出我的荣耀。
Have you seen his glory?
那么任何人看见神的荣耀吗？
Have you seen the first snow in the winter?
你们看见了神的荣耀。
First snow in the winter.
你们看过那个冬天的初雪吗？
Have you seen the autumn leaves?
你们看见这个秋叶转红吗？
Have you experienced the summer storm?
你们有没有经历过夏天的狂风暴雨？
Have you been awed by the natural phenomena?
你们有没有被这自然界的现象所震惊？
That God's creation is showing His glory to us.
那么在神所创造的万物里面显出神的荣耀。
We have these brothers here who are not that lovable.
那么我们这些人在这里不是那么可爱的。
God wants to show us what His love is.
那么神要让我们看出他的爱是怎么一回事。
He showed us by dying for us, his enemy.
那么神显出他的荣耀跟爱，就是为着他的仇敌而死。
He prayed for those who executed him.
当人来把他钉十字架的时候，他为那些执行的人来祷告。
These we saw, we heard, these are physical.
那么我们所看见的，我们所听见的是物质界的事情。
Yet God is showing us the real spiritual reality. Yes.
可是神借着这些，让我们显出真正属灵的实质。
For those who study physics, learn so much about the mystery of God's creation.
那么学物理的人对于神创造奇妙的奥秘有更深的体会。
So let's all learn to love one another.
所以让我们学习彼此相爱。
Number one, to see Christ in others.
所以我们要在别人身上看见基督的形象。
Because if we love Christ, we will love each other as Christ resides in our brother's life as well.
因为当我们爱基督的时候，我们就会彼此相爱，我们就看到在我们弟兄身上有耶稣基督荣美的那一份。
We love each other as if we love the Lord.
我们彼此相爱，正像我们爱神一样。
Number two, we should forgive each other.
我们要原谅弟兄姐妹，原谅彼此。
As we ourselves has been forgiven.
正像我们被主所饶恕了一样。
There is no future without forgiveness, Desmond Tutu used to say.
那么我们没有任何的一个期望，除非我们能够原谅。
A tooth for a tooth and eye for eye never cease any conflict.
以眼还眼，以牙还牙，永远不能够解决争执。
Only in forgiveness.
只有在饶恕的里面。
And the third, we should listen to each other.
那么第三样事情，我们要彼此倾听。
Love starts with listening.
我们爱的起点就是我们愿意倾听别人。
We love Christ.Starts with listening to His word and follow it.
我们所以爱耶稣基督的表现，起点是我们听他的声音，遵从他的命令。
Love is about others, not about ourselves.
爱是关于别人，不是关于我们自我。
Dietrich Bonhoeffer once said that if we can't hear our brother, we can't hear God.
那么潘霍华曾经讲过一句话，假定我们听不见，不愿意听我们的弟兄，我们也听不见神。
Love, in fact, is a matter of life and death.
所以爱是有关生死的问题。
In 1 John, it says, we know that we have passed from death to life because we love each other.
我们如果彼此相爱，就知道我们是出死入生了。
Anyone who does not love remain in death.
我们若是不能够爱的话，我们仍然在死里，仍然在罪里。
Actually, First John follows that anyone who hates his brother is a murderer.
那么甚至圣经上还说，任何一个人恨他的弟兄，就是一个谋杀者。
And there's no eternal life.For the murderers.
在它里面就没有永生。
So love requires that we die to ourselves.
那么所以爱就需要我们舍己。
Bonhoeffer said when Christ calls a man, he bids him come and die.
潘霍华曾经说，当耶稣基督呼召一个人来跟随他的时候，他是呼召出来为他死，来舍己。
In order to have a new life, we must give up this old one.
要得着新的生命，我们必须要舍己，弃掉旧生命。
The giving up this old life is a process of dying.
那么我们怎么样把我们旧的生命放下呢？那就是一个舍己的一个过程。
Christ said, "Anyone wishes to follow me, let him deny himself and bring up." His cross and follow me.
若有人要跟从我，耶稣说，就当舍己，背起他的十字架来跟从我。
So go and love one another.
所以我们去吧，要彼此相爱。
And love your enemy.
要爱我们的仇敌。
G.K. Chesterton, whom we just met before, once noted.
那么 G.K. Chesterton 曾经讲过这样的一句话
：God said, "Love your neighbor."
神说要爱你的邻舍。
And he said, love your enemy.
又说要爱你的仇敌。
Maybe because they are often the same.
那么也许理由就是说我们的邻舍常常就是我们的仇敌。
And God said, love your wife.
那么神说要爱你的妻子。
You know where I'm going?
你知道我要讲什么吧。
So love them doubly because they're both, right, lovable.
Yeah. 所以我们要爱那些不可爱的人。
Doubly so.
那么就是我们整个的家庭，我们的 是这样吗 ？OK、yeah.。
So what's this Easter message?
所以今天这样的一个信息。
Loving one another is the evidence that we love God.
所以我们彼此相爱就是我们爱神的证据。
And by which we know that we have passed from darkness to light and from death to life.
当我们彼此相爱就是我们爱神的证明，知道我们是出神 入生，知道我们是离开黑暗进入光明。
Augustine said something very interesting.
那么奥古斯丁讲了一句话非常有趣。
Love God and do whatever you please.
那我们只要是爱神就可以随心所欲不逾矩。
Somewhat like a Confucius. But,
well,
but this is actually based on scripture.
但是奥古斯丁会这样讲其实是有圣经的根据。
Because love God means obey his commands.
就是爱神就是遵守神的诫命。
So long as you obey his command, you can do whatever you want.
只要我们愿意心里面遵守神的诫命，做任何的事情都是在神的旨意里面。
The message is also one of freedom and hope.
所以这样的一个信息是使我们得到自由跟盼望的信息。
We're no longer under restrictions and powers that's over us.
那我们不会在罪的辖制跟权柄的底下。
We're free from that.
我们从这里面得着了自由。
Christ has risen.
因为耶稣基督已经复活。
So, love God and do whatever you please. Isn't that great?
所以只要我们爱神，然后在遵循神旨意的里面，爱神的里面，我们可以做任何的事情，不超过神的旨意。这是一个伟大的福音。
May God bless you all.
愿意神祝福每一位。
And I beg forgiveness for you.
Sorry, yeah.
And because I deviated from my script, that's why he's confused.
没有问题
yeah. So let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, we thank you for this morning.
亲爱的天父，为今天早上我们感谢你。
Such a glorious morning.
这是一个多么荣耀的早晨。
Filled with hope and filled with the love of brothers and sisters.
那充满了盼望，也充满了弟兄姐妹之间的爱。
Father, I pray that you change our heart.
天父，我们求你来改变我们的心。
Not a heart of stone, but a heart of flesh.
那么不是一个实心，乃是一个肉心。
That your spirit would reside in us.
然后你的心灵就会住在我们里面。
Help us to be peacemakers.
帮助我们成为使人和睦的人。
For then we shall be called the sons of God.
然后我们就能够被称为是神的儿子。
Like father, like son, help us to bring peace.
正像有其父必有其子，帮助我们成为使人和睦的人。
Help us to love.
那么帮助我们能够施行。
Just as we've heard the message on Friday night, to love is to practicing God, being God.
所以正像周五我们所听见的，当我们去爱的时候，我们就学习做神。
I pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
靠耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
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 So, okay.